Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're talking with one of the top players at the Shrine Game, Billy Brown from Shepherd. And folks, when I look back through my notes, all I kept jotting down at the West practices was number 81. Number 81 did this, number 81 did that, number 81 did this. And so fortunate to have him on, because it's not like watching a kid out there on the field kind of really falling and armored with what he's doing and then being able to kind of go on one with him. Well, with that said, Billy Brown, we want to get you before your workouts start today. A good morning to you, and you had a great Shrine Week. Can you believe you're this close to grasping probably what is a childhood dream?
I mean, it's still surreal at this point, you know. I'm just trying to take it one step at a time, and, you know, just living in the moment right now.
Yeah, and we were just talking, you're training in Baltimore right now?
Yes, sir.
And how's that training going for you? I mean, you know, when you arrived there, what was the mindset? Go ahead. I mean, add weight, shed weight, kind of go into that combine prep mode.
I mean, it was a little bit of both. Like, it was like, we didn't know if they wanted me at receiver or tight end. So, like, at first I was shedding weight and doing like a lot more receiver drills and stuff. And then after East West Shrine Week, it was basically official that I'm going to be a tight end, H-back, that type. So now, like, the training got a little bit different, practicing more blocking and tight end position. And then now I'm trying to lose just a little bit of weight.
Excellent stuff. And you, I really thought you really did yourself a lot of good down at the Shrine Game. I mean, what was that experience like for you, just kind of, you know, going through the arsenal of walking through the lobby and meeting in the meeting room and just kind of everywhere you went there as an NFL scout or whatnot, and they wanted to sit down and talk with you?
Man, it was just a busy week. I felt like I was already in the NFL there. We just meetings and film and practice and stuff. We didn't even get to go to the beach like the East team. I was supposed to be on the East side. I don't know how that happened.
Once again, Billy Brown, the standout Shepherd, tight end, receiver, slash playmaker, if you will. Kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you always know it's free and available anytime you'd like at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. And then we'll obviously be putting this draft bio up at collegetopro.com. We were texting last night, you know, kind of getting ready to do the show today. And, you know, I was trying to figure out, I mean, when you were leaving high school, I mean, how much attention were you getting from other schools, and what position were they looking at you to play?
I mean, coming out of high school, I played DN. I had 20 sacks my senior year, and I played receiver. So, like, I mean, schools always ask me what position I want to play, and it was pretty easy for me. This receiver, I would rather catch balls and touchdowns than be in the trenches trying to freaking wrong shoulder fullbacks and stuff. I was like 205. I was like, no, thank you. But, I mean, I was getting a decent amount of attention, but it's like once the schools found out that I didn't qualify, it was just like my options got limited to like Division II or JUCO.
Okay. And then the rest is history, and you've made a name for yourself. And, you know, the helmets are similar to Colorado State and your helmets. And you reminded me kind of Crockett Gilmore, the tight end down there a couple of years back at the Shrine Game, and obviously, you know, went on to be drafted by the Ravens. I kept getting confused sometimes when I was looking at you just in terms of watching you do what you were doing. I mean, you're there for a reason. You're a talented kid. You bring a lot to the table. I mean, what do you think scouts like about what you bring to the table? I mean, if you're in the film room with them right now, Billy, I mean, what are they going to love about what you do at the tight end position or even the wide receiver position?
I mean, I feel like once they realize how big I was and what I was able to do at my size, I feel like they see it as a mismatch, like moving me to tight end, like what I'm able to do, my size, speed, and athleticism. And then I'll catch the ball very well away from my body and my ball skills.
You caught a great catch at the side. I mean, you know, what I loved about you down at the Shrine Game, Billy, is, you know, you showed so many. I mean, I remember a guy your size, I mean, there was like a low ball thrown and you adjusted to it and you made a wonderful catch. And like I said, it was just an athletic play. You know, I mean, it was a small guy catch, if you will. You don't see a lot of big body guys being able to kind of adjust that quickly. I know you got deep on another one for another catch. I know another one, you kind of had a wheel route. You caught that. And like I said, and then you bring your size, like you said, I'm like, man, this kid is just fantastic. Does anything go unnoticed? And I just ask you because scouts do, you know, peek into the show. I mean, is there anything they won't see on film that's huge? I mean, game film study, leadership quality, maybe the offense that you ran at Shepherd, you know, where the Rams didn't ask you to do certain things, but, you know you can do them, you know, if the opportunity allowed itself.
Oh, I mean, there's always a question of whether I could block or not, but on film, it's, like, inconsistent because we didn't really run the ball my way a lot if you watch the film. But the few times that they did, I feel like I handled my own.
Yeah. You know, that's always a label, especially a tight end. If you don't have a lot of catches,
exactly.
That means you can't catch. You just block, and vice versa. If you have 90 catches, that means you're – but, you know, that's part of it. I mean, everybody gets labeled with something, and that's just part of this process. For you, I mean, do you get comparisons to anyone? And I'm kind of curious just because of your size. I mean, where people kind of consider you, or you're maybe even who you kind of pattern yourself after in your own mind?
I mean, the people that I've, like, names I've been hearing, one was, like, Shannon Sharp, and another was, like, Vincent Jackson.
Wow.
And then,
that's a great combination.
Yeah, yes. And then I really don't model my game after anybody. I just play and then let people say what they want to say.
Definitely. Well, I think they're going to be saying positive things. Once again, Billy Brown here on the C2P. Well, we know you got to get the training, but before we wrap things up, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
All right.
All right. Usually, this is the question you guys, I think, enjoy answering the most above all the questions that I kind of throw at you. We're talking female celebrities. If you could get any female celebrity to go out with you on a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many. I'm going to have to say Kylie Jenner.
Oh, Kylie Jenner, nice. Nice little change of pace. I love when I get a different name, Billy. I'll get Lauren London, Megan Good, Rihanna, Beyonce, Lauren London, Megan Good, Beyonce, Lauren, you know, just go that. I love when I get a little bit change of pace. Yeah, I love a little nickname change. In terms of nickname, could be you or a teammate. Did anybody have a very off-the-wall crazy nickname in that Rams locker room?
One of our linebackers, his name's Justin. We call him Soul Snatcher. That's all I can think of.
Well, how'd he get that name?
You watch film and you'll see, but, like, he's the hardest hitting dude I ever played with. He, like, knocked this dude out and his helmet came off. Like, it was ridiculous.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. And then the final question before we let you go. Really?
Yeah, the pictures are worse. I'll find a picture for you and send it to you. It's crazy.
Wow, that sounds crazy. And then the final question. Now, we've been working exclusively with Eric Dorsey from Creative Illustrations. He paints and designs cleats, and that's kind of a big thing going right now. If you could have any of your cleats painted or, you know, themed out, what would you kind of want on your shoes?
I guess Megatron from Transformers on my cleat, something like that in my area.
Nice, nice. A little Megatron action. Kind of get creative with that, man. Well, hey, man, love seeing you at the Shrine Game. It was great kind of seeing what you bring to the table. I think you have a great future. Good luck training. Obviously, you got so much ahead of you in terms of Pro Day Combine and all this stuff coming up. But, man, we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the standout, Billy Brown from Shepherd, the Rams standout wide receiver, turned tight end after these NFL teams, and he set it down at the Shrine Game, witness to his size. And folks, I'm telling you, I got my notes out here. We got the first note, 81, got deep and can beat coverage deep. Let's see, we got a made plays all day. Where's another one? You know, for a big buy, he makes things look easy. What do we got? Some more notes for an 81. Great angle on a slant for his size. Great job of cutting. And these are some things, like I said, when you see how big he is, he really does bring a lot to the table, and I think he kind of executed the question great. Is, you know, he talked about the blocking. He said the Rams didn't block to his side as a lot. Well, if you look at his size, this isn't a 6'4", 240 kid, a thin bone kid. This is a filled-out kid. you know, and he talked about his training kind of changing right now in kind of terms of blocking and maybe adding some of that weight so he gets prepared for this next level. Fantastic kid, fantastic prospect. If you missed any of this show, remember iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and the C2P, all avenues to find out more about Brilly Brown, the 2017 NFL draft prospect.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.